There is a secret that most pro athletes, elite CEOs, and high performers all know. They all have a group of world-class coaches working for them to help them optimize their potential. At Super Athlete Radio, our goal is to provide you with the caliber of world-class coaches and guests to help you unlock your potential, dominate your industry, and dominate your life. Let's get better today. Welcome to Super Athlete Radio with another AMA Ask Me Anything episode. Super juiced to have you here. If you have not yet followed us or left us a review on your favorite podcast platform, please do us a favor. It is the easiest way you can support the show, and it is totally free. Two questions I'm going to answer today. Number one, as you know, I talk all the time about how important exercise and training is for the brain. And a question we got from one of our listeners was, what exactly are the benefits of exercise for the brain? So we're going to talk about that. And then also another theme that we talk about all the time here at Super Athlete is how we can conquer stress and our ability to respond to stress and conquer all situations and all environments, and what we can do to, no matter what happens in life, set us up to be at peak performance in the situation. We talk about this all the time. It's a consistent, like two lines going up, right? We have one line of, we want to continuously be optimizing and calibrating our training, our nutrition, our breath, our focus, our mindset. And at the same time, we want to consistently be focusing on our ability to dominate no matter what the situation calls for, whether that's, you know, we have lack of sleep or we haven't eaten or, you know, something just fucked up happens. We want to be able to have the ability to perform and lead at a high level no matter the situation. So by continuously building these two lines and gradually improving, then you're going to be more and more at high performance. With that, we received the question of, are there any foods that I can eat that can help with my stress response? So we are going to answer that for you today as well. Really excited to be here with you. You hear all the time, I talk about the importance of how training impacts the brain. And as a leader, the better you take care of your body, the better physical condition you are in, the better mental condition you are in. The better mental condition you are in, the better able you will be to make the right decisions, to be able to keep your emotions under control, to be able to think clearly when it's time to think clearly, which if you ask me is all the fucking time. And because of that, I'm going to answer the question from Alex from Indiana, specifically, how does training work for the brain? And we're going to look at 8 different benefits, I guess 9 with the bonus being at the end, of how exercise benefits the brain to get you in world-class physical condition, get you excited about training and incrementally improving and getting better and better. So then your brain will be able to perform at a super high level so you can lead your family, lead your team, lead whoever you are leading. Number one, increase blood flow. Heavy lifting increases blood flow to the brain. This enhances blood circulation, and it can also improve the delivery of oxygen and nutrients to brain cells, supporting their optimal function. While the brain is only 3% of our body, it takes in 20% of the energy that we consume. And it loves glucose. It loves ketones as well. But because of that, we want to be able to keep those everything highways that flow up to the brain, that get the nutrients up to the brain, have those running as well as possible. And lifting heavy has been proven by science to help increase blood flow. Reason number two, neurotransmitter release. Intense physical training triggers the release of various neurotransmitters, such as dopamine, serotonin, norepinephrine. These chemicals are associated with improved mood, reduced stress, and enhanced cognitive performance. If you are in our Super Athlete program, training camp, or BMT, or our high performance leadership project, you know we talk about the importance of neurotransmitters and dopamine management and having our first meal of the day be a meal that activates neurotransmitters that sets us up for a day full of driven motivation. And by training, exercising, lifting heavy, sprinting fast, this triggers the release of various neurotransmitters such as dopamine, serotonin, and norepinephrine. Reason number three, that training benefits the brain. BDNF production, brain-derived nootropic factor. Lifting can stimulate the production of brain-derived nootropic factor, a protein that promotes the growth, survival, and plasticity of brain cells. BDNF is essential for learning, memory, and overall brain health. Big fan of getting BDNF released in the morning because getting that triggered is going to add to your drive, your motivation throughout the day. It's also going to increase energy levels. Number four, neuroplasticity. Resistance training, particularly high-intensity exercise, can increase the brain's plasticity, which refers to the brain's ability to reorganize and form new connections between neurons. This neuroplasticity is vital for learning and adapting to new challenges. I saw Mark Cuban getting interviewed the other day, and they were asking him about AI, and he gave kind of a circular answer, but then he kind of brought it back to, the question was, how can entrepreneurs best use AI? And he gave kind of a circular answer, and he came back to, hey, what's most important for any entrepreneur in the year that we live in now, 2024, is you must be able to learn quickly. You must be a learning machine. That's one of the three values that we look for in hires and super athletes. I care where you are now, but more importantly, I care how fast you can get somewhere growth-wise within 6 months, within 18 months. And neuroplasticity plays a huge part in that. So knowing how to learn, being obsessed about learning, and then physiologically taking care of your brain with the right kind of training, food, and breath work are going to accelerate your ability to learn. If you're a leader, you got to be a learner. Number five, stress reduction. Engaging in heavy lifting can help reduce stress by triggering the release of endorphins, which are natural mood elevators and stress reducers. Lower stress levels are associated with improved cognitive function. I know you have experience in your life where you have felt stressed and felt like the decisions that you are making while you are stressed were not optimal. We're going to talk about this in a little bit, but we want to train ourselves to lower that stress response when stressful things arise. Again, you're a high performer. I'm a high performer. We're not trying to eliminate stress. We want stress, but when stress arises, we want to be able to use that energy to perform at an even higher level. High-intensity training, sprinting, high-intensity interval work, heavy lifting, all of these things help with your body's response to stress. Hormone regulation. Heavy lifting can positively influence hormone levels, including testosterone and growth hormone, which play essential roles in brain health and cognitive functioning. We get questions about testosterone all the time. A natural way you can boost testosterone is lift heavy weights, also sprinting. I've also noticed in my experience, the more wrestling and or jiu-jitsu I do, like in a quarterly period before I get my blood done, usually the higher my testosterone. So really interesting. Enhanced executive function. Studies have shown that resistance training can improve executive functions such as attention, working memory, and decision-making. What more do you want as a leader in terms of brain health, brain capacity, brain performance? Studies have shown that resistance training can improve executive functions such as attention, working memory, and decision-making. Improved sleep. Sprinting fast and regular lifting has been associated with better sleep quality, which is crucial for optimal brain function and overall well-being. We want to have our REM sleep number and our deep sleep number as high as possible. And as long as you are not overtraining and training too late in the day, I have noticed this with dozens of our clients. When they start to train much more consistently and optimally, their REM sleep scores and deep sleep scores improve. And then bonus, protection against cognitive decline. Regular resistance training has been linked to a reduced risk of age-related cognitive decline and neurodegenerative conditions like Alzheimer's disease. So understand that there are literally nine specific benefits that the brain gets from training consistently. And We have so many entrepreneurs that start to follow us and they're just in the grind of saying, we're building, we're building, we're building. And we want you to build. We want you to build, you know, the biggest and the best. But kind of look at it like a professional athlete. A professional athlete does not spend 24/7 playing their sport. They spend a ton of other time working to be their best at their sport, but not actually playing their sport. So that's preparing, that's doing strength and conditioning, that's recovering, and all these things set them up to dominate in their sport. So look at yourself like a professional athlete in terms of whether it's business or creative, executive, running a large company, in that you have your specific business tasks that you do every day. And then along with that, you have the specific things that you do that set yourself up to dominate those business tasks. And that's through preparation. That's through recovery. That is through doing things like this, which are going to optimize your executive functioning, improve your attention, improve your working memory, and improve your decision making. So super valuable. Highly recommend that you dial in your training. If you're not yet working with a coach, get a coach. It's time to dial it in. It's time to level up. It's time to get everything optimized. Let's go. All right. We had a question from Patricia in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, who want to know, what can I do to lower my stress response? She said that she has really high cortisol levels, and she wants to know if there's any foods that she can eat that can help lower her cortisol. Great question. And the answer to that is yes. There are certain foods, polyphenols specifically, that have something called a flavanol inside them that have been shown to help lower your stress response. Specifically, we're looking at an article here from the Journal of Functional Foods, the benefits of flavanol-rich cocoa-derived products for mental well-being, a review. We've all heard about the benefits of chocolate. Again, just to reiterate, for chocolate to be healthy with you, we want little to no sugar. We want no metals. We want it undutched, and we want it organic. And what this journal looked at was the neuromolecular effects of flavanols and cocoa-derived products, including antioxidant, vasodilatory, anticoagulant, and anti-inflammatory properties that may serve to counteract depressive brain disorders. So if it's helping counteract depressive brain disorders, it's definitely helping with the stress response. And what they concluded was intake of the flavanol-rich beverage for 1 month. It was a chocolate-enhanced beverage they had the test group take. Enhanced peripheral blood flow via improved vasodilation. In another study, remarkable results were obtained by giving patients suffering from hypertension, stress the fuck out, and poor glucose tolerance, flavanol-rich bars of chocolate. In that study, patients consumed 100 grams of flavanol-rich dark chocolate bars or 100 grams of flavanol-free white chocolate bars in two daily portions in a randomized crossover design. Intake of the flavanol-rich dark chocolate bars for 15 days reduced both systolic and diastolic blood pressure and showed to reduce stress in participants. Perhaps daily intake of appropriate amounts of flavanol-rich cocoa-derived products can benefit both cardiovascular function and mental well-being of subjects in traditional stressed out or antidepressant regimes. So specifically, to give you an answer, Patricia, dark chocolate is a great food you can eat that will help lower your stress response. Make sure that it's dark chocolate. Make sure that it's undutched. Make sure that it's heavy metal free. And ideally, you can find some that's high in polyphenols, because the higher the polyphenol content in the chocolate, the higher the flavanol content. All right, we have another article here. This goes back to 2010. High flavanol cocoa and dark chocolate reduce cortisol response to stress. It says very similar things. Eating dark chocolate helps lower your stress response. So thank you for your questions, Alex. Thank you for your question, Patricia. I wanted to end this with a quote from one of my mentors, Tim Grover, who is a peak performance coach, mental toughness coach, former strength and conditioning coach of Michael Jordan of the Chicago Bulls, and Kobe Bryant and Dwayne Wade, just super wise, super intelligent, super mentally tough individual. And he has a great quote in his book, Winning, about the power of self-talk. Put those hands down. Weakness, laziness, frustration, negativity, anxiety. Every single morning, you get to decide whether to give these things a vote. Do you listen to them? Or do you have the self-control to say no? No discussion. Put your hand down. You do not have a vote today. That's what self-control is. Deciding which party you get to vote. Some days, frustration might have something to say. Weakness might overpower you. You might give in to jealousy or laziness or fear. It happens. Everyone has lapses. We all lose control at some point, but not every day. The skeletons in your closet do not get a vote every day. Put those hands down. And I love this quote on self-control because I think it really kind of tactically looks at how we can attack it. And I just read another great book called Do the Hard Things by Steve Magnus, another peak performance coach, where he really looked at like how to really get mentally tougher. It's not the old school coach, you know, telling you to do 100 burpees in a row and then, you know, run 2 miles and then come back and do all this crazy shit. That's not how you get mentally tougher. Actually, what gets you tougher is actually knowing and having the tools to then be able to survive and thrive in a circumstance like that. So he does a great job explaining about, if you look at old school coaches who ran their athletes into the ground, the ones that actually survived and made it through, they didn't become mentally tougher. They just had that skill set going in. But I love this idea that we all have a vote every moment of every day to bring our best self forward. So let's dominate our fundamentals. Let's get our sleep right. Let's get our nutrition right. Let's get our training right. Let's get our mindset right. Let's get our focus right. Let's get our breath work right. Let's get tested. Let's use the data that we have in the world today. What's going on with your blood. Know what's going on with your sleep. Know what's going on with your genes. Know how you're feeling day in and day out. Let's get a coach. Let's dial it in. And let's really unlock our potential. Thank you for the questions, Alex and Patricia. You guys can keep the questions coming. We take questions in on CastBox and YouTube and IG. Both IG is Super Athlete Radio and my personal IG, Super Athlete CEO. And I'll see you guys at the next episode. Let's get better today.